You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam, the faggot. I'm back. I took a little bit of a hiatus following the situation with Chin. I was very, very upset about it. I'm still upset about it, but Chin is doing well. The move to bring Alex to him and so they could stay together and serve Master Jin together seems to be stabilizing that situation. So, yeah, it's working out okay. And I don't know. I still am just baffled by why anybody in my audience would treat these brave people this way. But ultimately, this is the internet, and you have to have thick skin, I guess, to deal with that. So anyway, I needed a little bit of a psychological break after my crying episode. And how many times have I cried on this podcast? Quite a few, I think. Anyway, so before I get started tonight, I wanted to touch on two important things that are developing. And the first one is I have been tasked by an alpha that I've known for a little bit and I respect. He contacted me with a task to find 10 to 15 faggots who could serve. I've never heard of a stag party like this before, but there's a group of alphas, British alphas, that were in a fraternity, and they are also in a soccer club or football club, I guess. Maybe they might call it over there, but and they are having a stag party for one of the alphas in the group, who's getting married to a woman, and they are throwing a two-city stag party over the course of 2 weeks. It's monumental, honestly. I just never heard of anything like that before. And so they're coming to the United States. It's in June. There's going to be a five-day party in New York, and then they're going to fly to Las Vegas and have another 5 days of partying there. So a total of 10 days. And they want me to help them find, like I said, 10 to 15 faggots that could serve in three kind of specific roles. One would be a task faggot. One would be task faggots. And task faggots, could be just about anything, really, if you think about it. But, more than likely serving drinks, cleaning, things like that, probably. And occasionally getting fucked. But then they want, something like five toilet faggots. So this would be piss duty, most likely, more than anything else. But and then they want five faggots to serve as cocksuckers. Now, let's be honest. All the faggots are going to be sucking cock, okay? They want that many faggots in both locations. They don't have to be the same faggots. If there are faggots that want to serve in both locations, they would be paying for their own flights to serve. But ideally you'd have a new group of faggots at, you know, Las Vegas after the New York party's done. So that is the task that I've been given, and it's huge. I mean, I was just like, I don't even know where to start here. You know, I mean, I do have a wide audience of faggots, you know, no doubt about it. But, you know, finding that many reliable, serious faggots is difficult. I have actually asked California Alpha to help me a little bit because he's got a wide network of trained faggots, you know. So hopefully we can get that done. I've already got a couple of good prospects. So the entries are still open. You can definitely join, throw your name in the hat, and see what happens. All the details are on a sticky post at the very top of the website. I ask that you please follow the directions, okay? And because I'm not gonna play games and answer a million questions. I don't have time for that. So just do what you're told and be a good faggot and submit to them. I think this is a life-changing opportunity. I don't live anywhere near either location, so of course, so. Yeah, anyway, so I definitely think that any faggot who is either very experienced and wants to be used by a fraternity of young alpha males, or someone who is ready to finally take charge of their faghood and become the thing that they were born to be, I mean, I think this is a literally a once-in-a-lifetime type of deal, you know. So definitely think about it at least. And if you believe that, you know, this is an opportunity for you, I suggest you get involved, okay? I have a separate web or email address for specifically this, you know, these applications. So please, you know, send your information there, okay? The second thing is, the last couple of weeks on the Discord server, and by the way, the Discord server is up, and I do need some help with setting a couple of things up on the Discord server. So if there's anybody that knows Discord, even a little bit is more than what I know, so I could really use some help there. But anyway, we were on the Discord server. We were talking about creating and like an ID bracelet. It would be subtle, but it would have a symbol etched on it, the unequal symbol that I created, that would identify you as a faggot in public, but not in an overt way, a subtle way. I think we've come up with something that will work. So I'm going to send out a kind of a like a rough design that I've come up with this company to manufacture it. So keep an eye out. If you're on my mailing list, you're going to get that in your inbox tonight, probably. So, you know, I want feedback, you know, of course. So, anyway, those are the kind of things that getting out of the way and catching up a little bit. So, what I wanted to talk about was a pretty extraordinary story that appeared on the website over the last couple of days. Now, you might remember a month ago, I posted a story about a faggot named Nick, okay? And Nick was listening to this. What happened a month ago, Nick was listening to a podcast episode. It was the episode on breeding, to be specific. And he was listening to it, I guess, I never asked him if it was on his computer speakers or whatever, but it was audible, you know. And the guy living in the apartment next to his listened to some of it. He's a straight guy. He's in his mid to late 30s. According to Nick, he's very handsome. And anyway, the alpha confronted Nick and said something along the lines of, "Do you believe that stuff that you're listening to?" And there was this pause, and Nick mustered up the courage, and he said, "Yes, it's true." And the alpha, straight alpha neighbor said, "You're disgusting," or "That's disgusting," something like that, and walked away. Now, I know that a lot of faggots would have, first of all, a lot of faggots would have been probably too embarrassed to even say anything about it. But Nick showed a lot of bravery. And here's the other thing that Nick did that separates him from a lot of other faggots, is that he didn't give up on this alpha, even though he had a very negative reaction. Sometimes, and this is true, sometimes straight alphas they'll be disgusted because they have this kind of visceral, you know, gut reaction against homosexual behavior or anything that suggests, you know, gayness or whatever. But they walk away, and it starts to kind of get into their mind a little bit, and they start to turn over scenarios in their head, you know. And not that they get turned on by it necessarily, but they start to wonder, what is this thing that, you know, that this person seems to be so adamant about, you know. And their curiosity gets piqued, you know. So I kind of liken it to a mouse that smells cheese, and maybe it's kind of curious and it sniffs around, but it doesn't really pursue the cheese, and then it kind of comes back, and you know, the temptation pulls it back in until it's caught. Okay, so anyway, so over the next couple of weeks, there were some developments. You know, Nick kept kind of, whenever he would see this alpha, at first the alpha wasn't talking to him, and then he'd be friendly, etc. And then there was an opening around the Super Bowl where the alpha was outside smoking or whatever, and Nick was talking to him, and the alpha was bitching that he was having a Super Bowl party, and his girlfriend wasn't going to be available to help out with the party. And Nick made an offer to help him by offering to take care of all the food and stuff and, you know, make the food for his party. And the alpha allowed it to happen. And it went very, very well. Nick really worked hard to produce a really nice spread for this alpha and his friends for their Super Bowl party. And, you know, the alpha was impressed by that level of service. And the alpha asked him if he liked being called a faggot. And Nick said, "Yes, I do." And so the alpha started calling him a faggot. And then the alpha, maybe a week ago or something, I'm not sure about the time frame here, but it was about a week or so ago, the alpha was talking to Nick and complaining that he was not being serviced, you know, sexually the way he wanted by his girlfriend because she works too much. And, you know, Nick said that, he said, well, I'm willing to make you feel better if that's what you need, you know. You know, men deserve to be served that way. And so the opportunity came along a couple of days ago where the Alpha needed some supplies to wrap up stuff because he was moving. They were moving. And so he came over to get some stuff from Nick, and he asked Nick if he liked looking at his bulge. And Nick said yes. And so the Alpha sat down and said, get to work, faggot, you know. And so Nick gave him an incredible blowjob. And the man was so blown away by this encounter, you know, that he said to Nick, I wish I would have known about this, you know, months ago, and I could have had this kind of service months ago. And, you know, it's really not uncommon for straight alphas to have this kind of reaction. When they just let go of their trepidations and their preconceptions, and just let go and enjoy pleasure, enjoy dominating a lesser male and using them, it's incredibly freeing, you know. And that's, you know, I just wish that more straight alphas would understand that this kind of thing is going on all the time. And we as faggots who have served any number of straight alphas, we can say emphatically that almost all of them have the same reaction when they finally get head from a faggot. It's night and day, you know, from what they are used to from females, and it's just what they want. It's just what they're looking for. Worshipful, attentive, no reciprocated head, you know. I mean, it's just professional head for free, you know. I mean, almost all straight alphas who get a faggot to suck their dick, they all say the same thing. Best head I've ever had. Amazing. I wish I would have been doing this years ago. You know, why have I been holding this back from this? You know, why am I missing out on this? And they almost always come back for more. So it's, but I guess I wanted to focus really on Nick because, you know, just like Michael, the apartment building faggot that I've been featuring in many articles, Nick is another example of what to do, you know, in order to coax a man to, you know, claim a faggot, okay? Nick did two kind of important things, I think, with this situation. First of all, he offered services that had nothing to do with sex as a way in to this alpha's life. You know, just not being a perverted faggot, you know. A lot of times I see faggots online saying really nasty, perverted shit to straight alphas. That's an automatic roadblock, you know. You can't really expect a straight alpha to go, oh yeah, I want this freak, this mouthy freak, could possibly go and tell everybody in the world, or, you know, do whatever. they're just not going to trust you, you know. You've got to be respectable and humble and helpful, you know, in order to have a man consider using you. The other thing is, Nick was humble, you know, and persistent. He didn't get scared off by the initial negative reaction. You know, when it comes to this kind of thing, like I said earlier, the man's initial reaction is not necessarily his whole reaction. It's just the first part of it. Men are much more complicated and much deeper than most people give them credit for. And there's always a lot of stuff going on under the surface that we don't see, because men, and I've said this a few times already, men compartmentalize things very well. So there's a lot of times we don't see things that are going on inside them until it explodes out in some form or another, either by violence or by sex or whatever. So he didn't take that initial negative reaction to heart. It didn't let it stop him. And that's important. So, you know, faggots out there who are wondering about, you know, when I hear people, faggots, say to me, oh, your direct approach seems so impossible, you know. Well, I don't allow no to be the final answer, you know. I don't let it trip me up at all, you know, and that's kind of a key. You have to have some amount of confidence. You're offering an alpha male service he can't get anywhere else. You're giving him something brand new that will benefit his life if he would allow it. And so don't be afraid, you know. You're doing the right thing, and you just have to be persistent at it, and you'll find success. So that's my little bit of information for today. Again, check out the offer for the stag parties, life-changing event, I'm telling you. And and if you're on my email list, you'll be getting an email from me tonight, so keep an eye out for that. I'm going to be asking for feedback. Please give me feedback, okay? Anyway, I'm going to go. I love you very much. Thanks for being patient with this podcast. Oh, by the way, we're on Google Podcast now, so we're expanding our reach. Anyway, I love you very much. I hope you are safe and well, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.